Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info, broadcasting live from Etimi and Crescent Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. Something big, something huge is coming up here on Nigeria Info tomorrow. Somebody is winning 1 million naira on Nigeria Info tomorrow. Now, I'm not... Okay, you know what? Let me just tell you. You know, usually we do treasure hunts, right? Today's Thursday, tomorrow is Friday. On treasure hunt tomorrow, somebody is winning 1 million naira. That's just it. So if you don't have our mobile app yet, go and get our mobile app. Download our mobile app and keep listening to your radio. Make sure that you are ready for this. It is big. It is huge. 1 million naira going out to somebody. One lucky person tomorrow. You can get our mobile app from Google Play Store and Apple App Store. Search for Nigeria Info FM on those two platforms and you will be able to stand a chance to win that 1 million naira. Okay? Alrighty. Now, best of luck to everybody, okay? And best of luck to everybody that won on the treasure hunt yesterday. And yes, of course, before we go into our conversation today, my guest is already with us. So, I'm sure you must have heard about the Praise Jam, Cool FM's Praise Jam. Cool FM is our sister station, right? So, Praise Jam is coming up April 18, Easter Monday. You have performances lined up by best of the best in the gospel ministry. Tim Godfrey, Tokwe Alabi, Eben, Mike Abdul, BJ Sachs. Delictable Mercy Chinwo will also be gracing the stage. Multi-talented Ima, will be on stage. Akoro will scatter the stage with his dance step and beautiful husky voice. This will be hosted by none other than Kenny Black. You know him, witty, great voice as well. A comedian is going to be going down at a co-convention center starting by 12 noon. We've been giving out tickets here on Nigeria Info for this purpose because we want you to come. We want you to come with your family. We want you to come with your friends and celebrate. It's Easter Monday. Drop all these basketballs that you do every day. Just come, praise God, thank Him for everything that He's done for you in your life, in your family's life, for you in your workplace, in your work. You have a lot of things to be thankful for. So you can go to ariaticket.com to get your ticket. That's ariaticket.com. The ticket has an S, okay? Aria, one word, Aria. Aria is double Y. ariatickets.com. Regular goes for 5,000 naira. VIP goes for 10,000 naira. But if you want to book online, you get the ticket as low as 3,000 naira. As low as 3,000 naira. I mean, that's cheap. Very, very cheap. 3,000 naira to see all of these great guys. April 18, Cool FM's Praise Jam. It's called The Resurrection. It is going to be mind-blowing. Please don't miss it for anything. Don't miss it for anything. Now, let's start our conversation today about brain. How you can manage your brain. Let's see if we can help somebody or assist somebody on his or her path towards resetting her brain or his brain. So, according to research, when people think about brain health, they often worry about what is it called? Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer is the most common form of dementia, by the way. Now, the brain is one of the most important organs that allow us to function daily. So imagine something going on wrong with your brain without you even knowing or having an idea. It starts with little things as forgetting something. You start with, you know, stuff like you place something somewhere, but you can't even remember where you place those things. It starts with you going inside the kitchen to go and pick up something, but then on your way to the kitchen, you forgot. You didn't even remember why you were there in the first place. It happens to you too. Welcome. We are together. So the average human brain weighs about 3 pounds. It contains 80 to 90 billion neurons. When you have all these connections, these energies moving from one point to another, of course, I mean, it shows that they do a lot of work. You know what? What we're going to do is that to let you know that the brain accounts for about 2% of the weight of your body, but uses about 20% of the energy of your body. Weighs so little, but then uses larger amounts of energy of your body. According to research, brain maintenance is a major determinant of successful memory aging. So as you grow old, you discover that some things are missing in your functions. Some things that you normally do, you can't do them, you know, as you should or used to. So listen, how does aging affect our brains? We want to break that down for you today. How important is it to take care of your brain as you age? Do you even take care of your brain as you age? Have you ever thought of exercises that you can do to train your brain to remain strong, active, lucid as you age? Aha. Those are the questions that we'll answer this morning. Dr. Ben Arikpo joins me right now. He's a brain trainer, also founder of Dyslexia Foundation. Dr. Ben, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm so good. Thanks for being here. Thanks for this opportunity.
It's good to have you here.
First point of correction, I am not a doctor.
Oh, apologies for that.
I'm just an applied psychologist.
Applied psychologist.
But I'm also a brain trainer. Mm. And you're right, I'm the founder of the Dyslexia Foundation.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Let's
talk about brain maintenance. What does it even mean?
I like the word brain maintenance, just like maintaining a car. Mm. Now, you see, one of the things that I worry about as a brain trainer is that despite the brain being the most important organ of the body, it is the most neglected. You use the right word, brain maintenance. Mm. We maintain our hearts, we maintain our physique, we maintain our muscles, we want to show our biceps and all of that. We do all sorts of exercises, go on a diet for all of those. Right? Our weight. But what about the brain?
Mm.
We neglect it completely. It is the software and the hardware of our bodies. Mm. Everything God created in our bodies is connected to the brain. The brain is a central processing unit for the rest of the body. Mm. Every signal you receive in the body is coming from the brain. Mm. That's why it's absolutely important for us to know, especially this month of March.
Yeah.
That's why globally it's been recognized as the Brain Awareness Month. And thank God for this opportunity. Today is the 31st.
Right.
The Brain Awareness Month is ending today. So it's
That's
good
right.
that you're hearing this even today.
Hmm.
But it doesn't mean that when you hear this today, then you don't carry it out. That the conversation will continue.
Yeah.
The awareness will continue.
Right.
So the brain being the most important requires that you take care of it. Let's take for when a child is, okay, let's start from the infant, even from the womb, as a fetus. The parent, the woman particularly, has to be careful what she eats, what she drinks, what she uses. Drug abuse.
Her lifestyle.
Her lifestyle generally. Mm. Drug abuse, alcoholism, taking on prescribed medication, on all those can affect the fetus
right.
and the fetus brain. That's why you hear people are born with traumatic brain injuries.
Mm.
Because if a woman continuously have untreated fever while pregnant, the child is likely to have traumatic brain injury. A traumatic brain injury is when the brain has been traumatically attacked. Suddenly, something has hit the brain.
Mm.
And then the child grows up. When the child is born, the first symptoms you see is that the child doesn't cry when he's born. Why? Why does that happen? Because there's no oxygen going to the child's brain.
Oh.
So he misses to cry. And then, of course, the team in the delivery room, which you normally call labor room, they turn the child upside and they spank the ass to make sure the oxygen gets back to the blood and oxygen flows to the brain.
Right.
That then causes the child to cry. Now, that is an indication that there's a traumatic brain injury already at that point. And then when the child grows up, they are likely to be developmental delays.
Right.
Meaning that that child's brain, a particular part of the brain or some particular parts have been affected and therefore would lead to developmental delays. Unable to talk on time, unable to crawl on time, unable to walk on time, goes to school and starts struggling and all the other things we see. Which is why I always say to people, every learning challenge you see in a child is a result of a brain condition.
Oh.
It's rooted in the brain. No matter what name you call it, dyslexia, attention deficit disorder, name them all. They are rooted in the brain.
How do you maintain a child's brain? Let's start from there.
Okay, good. Let's finish with that one. First, the woman has to mind her lifestyle while pregnant.
Okay.
When the child is born,
then,
of course, as UNICEF and the rest will say, breast milk is the best milk for the baby.
Right.
For a period of time. After that, proper nutrition. Then when they start...
That's a great factor, Mr. Ben. That's a very great factor. Nutrition. It's always been... Because it's that you see adults and the way they act in public, the way they speak in public, the way they relate in public, and you'd be wondering, what could be wrong? If you go to social media, you see how people relate, you'd be like, what could be wrong?
Yeah.
Do you think there's any connection?
There's a big connection. You see, when as an adult, when you grow up as a child with challenges in your brain, which means that you struggle to school, I can almost say that 1 in 10 people who go through school don't complete school because they have a brain condition. They could be very physical. They excel in sports, they excel in music, in everything else except academics. You know, so when that happens, they are not able to, their processing speed, their processing conditions are slow. So in a conversation with them, they seem lost. Even as adults, they're lost. Or they can't follow the logic of the conversation. There's a brain there's a brain skill called logic and reasoning. So when you're in a conversation with someone and he's behaving like he doesn't understand what you're talking about. Now tell me.
You get that a lot.
What will cause a group of young people to destroy a stadium in anger? All right? Is it not that they are logic and reasoning? They don't reason logically. Something is wrong somewhere. Something is wrong. Because if they were logical, they will not take it out on the stadium. They will take it out on the players. Or even just internalize. Because there's something called internalization of frustration. You can internalize that. But a mass movement, then there was no one in that whole crowd saying, hey, let's not do this. It was a mob action, yes, but no one is able to say it. That's because there is a shortage of people who are logically reasoning. And I know the frustrations of the country can cause that. But that's not to say. See, we have a short supply of logic and reasoning.
Right.
People don't reason these days. That's why if you enter a conversation with some of your colleagues, you find that they are so shallow. They could talk about the 3 W's, wine, women, and we for smoke. You know, they can talk about wine, they can talk about women, but when you deepen into political conversations, why are we not having those type of deep political conversations? Why are we just moving with the crowd? Because of a shortage of logic and reasoning in the society. So these are brain conditions and the impacts that they bring to us.
Right.
So
you mentioned that. That's why I had to, you know, digress to the issue of adults now. We're talking about how, you know, you can maintain a child's brain function.
So I'm taking sequentially. So when the child begins to grow, at 2 years, the child should begin to speak. If the child is not speaking, know that there's something wrong with the brain of the child. So seek a therapist at that point. If a child is not speaking, seek a speech therapist. If a child is not learning, seek an educational support therapist. Seek out how to help the child. So for instance, a child of 2.5 and 3 should begin to rhyme, to begin to sing. And if that's not happening, and when they start reporting from school, this child is not able to rhyme, this child is not able to read, at that early stage, you should do something. Help is out there. The problem we have is that we are so fatalistic. I hear parents tell me, the teachers told me to wait, you'll get over it. People never get over their brain conditions. You can't be any better than your brain is. You can only help your condition, you can only fast track it by doing brain exercises. to fast track your brain, to move your brain, to improve the cognitive skills of your brain so that you then get faster and smarter. Learning becomes easier, fun, and excellent when you train your brain. So you can help that child maintain the brain by helping them. Reading is very important. Exercises, even if it is physical exercises like building toys. The kind of toys we buy for our children also determine. If you buy a gun for a two-year-old, what are you teaching the child? You want him to be Rambo, right? But if you buy certain brands of puzzles and things that they can fix with their hands, then they grow logically into that.
It helps with the brain maintenance as well.
Exactly. It does help. It does help to develop their cognitive skills. It develops their visualization because the colors are different. It's able to fix them by different colors, by different heights, by different shapes. That's a brain exercise he's doing already at that point. And as they are growing, please do sit down. One of the things I find quite interesting is that parents have delegated, let me be polite, delegated, I don't want to use the word abandoned, but delegated the care of their children to the least efficient arm of their families, the domestic helps. You hire a domestic help for domestic activities, and yet you are out, say, we are looking for money. In the process, it is the domestic help that you put in charge of your children. What are the habits of the domestic help? To watch television all day, especially some maybe pornographic thing they are watching, or even movies, whatever they are watching. So your child gets connected to that watch. They join them in watching it.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, who do we put to help our children with their notes and lessons and stuff?
Who puts them through? Who guides them?
Who guides them? Okay, you get a lesson teacher. Who perhaps is lower than your own educational standard.
Mr. Ben, please hold that thought. I mean, listen, if we have 3 hours, we'll stay on children's aspect for like the entire 3 hours because there's a lot to talk about there. But we need to take a break. We have some messages for our listener. Once we're done with that, we'll come back and we'll continue with our conversation. Lagos, stay here with us. We're not done yet. We're not. Start taking your questions right now because I have... my own area of questions, because even myself, I get want something for my brain that I want him to tell me about.
That's why we are here.
Yes. Let's start with this one, Mr. Ben.
Yeah.
From Facebook. I have this comment here on Facebook that says, how do you solve the problem of insomnia? Is it a brain maintenance problem?
Absolutely. Insomnia. What is sleep? Sleep is a period when your brain goes to rest. The body goes to rest. The brain starts processing information. By transferring information from your short-term memory to your long-term memory. Many times when you are asleep, it is a period. That's why we ask for people to sleep between 7-8 hours. Because that's a time when your brain becomes active to transfer information from short-term to long-term memory. So if you're not having enough sleep, you will have a lot of information on your short-term memory that is not transferring to long-term memory. The impact of that is that before you get old, typically old in Nigerian sense, then you start suffering from dementia, insomnia, dementia, Alzheimer's, and the rest of the conditions that are associated with memory. So yes, insomnia is a brain condition. How do you solve that? How do you maintain that? How do you solve that? Now, first thing, recognize the fact that insomnia, inability to sleep, that's what it's called.
Let's break it down.
Inability to sleep is a brain condition. How? You have conditioned your brain that you're lying down, but your brain is still wandering around, processing all the things you did in the day, all the things you're going to do. Most people use the time they are in bed for that type of reflection. So that's part of it. So today you go to bed at 10 o'clock. The next morning, the next time, you're watching a movie, so you finish at 1 a.m. The next time you go in, you're going at 8 p.m. Please, if you want to avoid or overcome insomnia, try to sleep regularly, consistently, for a period of 30 to 60 days at the same time and wake up at the same time. So if you decide that you're going to sleep at 8, so that means that from 8 to midnight and midnight to 4 a.m., that gives you 8 hours. If you're an early bird, if you need to, if you work the charm of jobs we do now. So have a consistent time to go to bed.
Right.
Have a consistent time to wake up. When you are starting, you can use an alarm. But after a while, your brain already learns it. So you don't need the alarm again to be woken up.
Mm.
So just go to bed that time and lie down. When you're physically lying down, initially your brain will still continue the manipulations, the processing of things and trying to transfer information. Yeah.
Mm.
But after a while, also make the room conditions the same. For instance, put away your gadgets. Some of us go to bed lying down but with our phones until we feel asleep. No, you are giving two messages to the brain. You're processing data and then you want to sleep. It can't happen. So you need to put away the gadgets. You need to put away the television. You need to turn off your light. Turn out the lights. The lights are also, the brain needs to know that this time is associated with sleep. So create sleep convenient environment for you to be able to sleep. Of course, the room should not be too hot, the room should not be too cold, the temperature, the ambience of the room should be the same all the time, as much as possible. I know that the electricity problems in Nigeria are there. I don't want to talk about that.
Yes.
But as much as possible, organize your sleep time. Just as you organize your breakfast, as you organize your lunch, as you organize your dinner, organize your sleep time.
Pay the same attention to your
Pay attention to your sleep time. Pay attention to the quality of their sleep. There are two parts to sleep. One is light sleep. The other is deep sleep. Light sleep can be 6 hours, but deep sleep is always 2 hours, 1 hour. If you are lucky, you get 2 hours and 3 hours of deep sleep. It is during that deep sleep that your brain now processes information and transfers data from your short-term memory or working memory to your long-term memory. So that when you are in a conversation with people, that's when you remember things you discussed 6 months ago because it's now banked, it's now saved in your long-term memory. So to improve your sleep, please take these simple steps. First, physical exercise is good every day. But after that, create time for sleep. Give as much attention to your sleep. Don't take it lightly. Try that this week. Try that in the next 30 days and you will see your sleep will improve.
And all this, you're training your brain.
Yeah, you're training your brain. Because your brain then gets, the brain develops best with repetition. You repeat the same activity over a period of time, the brain masters it. I give you an example. You wake up at night. You want to go to the washroom. You don't turn on the light. You just walk straight. Even with your eyes closed, you can go to your washroom any day, anytime, no matter how dark it is. Why? Because the brain has mastered the path to your bathroom and where you do it and come back to bed. The brain has mastered it. That's why we always say to people, also, when you're placing things, place them at the same place so that you don't need to, where are my car keys? Where is my ATM? Where is my that? But if you left it in the same place over a period of time,
the brain
gets used to where it is. And that's where you go to take it out. But if you leave it everywhere, you're just confusing the brain as much as confusing yourself.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That affects the brain as well.
Of course, the brain learns.
All those scattered people. You throw this one here, throw this one there. You do, it affects.
We call it a coordination problem, logic and reasoning. Now, let's say when you're training a child to know that when in his room, you know, of course, when you go to people who have brain conditions and, you know, you find out that their rooms are in a state. The underwears are one place, the stockings are the other side, the clothes. So train them to put things in a proper place where they can just go and find them. That organization, also their books. On their tables, on their backs. Let them not be looking for things everywhere. As they grow up, start training them to learn to look for things in the place where they kept them.
Right.
When my son asked me when he was doing this program, where I'm looking for this, I said, where did you keep it? Because you got to go first to where you kept it. So if you threw it carelessly, you won't find it.
You won't.
So you learn to keep things in order. That's why when you go to an office and see a scattered desk.
Yeah.
For me, it gives me one signal that this person is very disorganized. But when you go to an office and see a clean desk with things organized in their proper place, then you know that the nature of conversation you are going to have with this person is very serious conversation because this person is an organized person.
Let me take this comment from YouTube. Kilani says, could it be that I'm suffering a brain problem because I forget things very often? For instance, sometimes I forget what I was discussing with someone over the phone before I hang up.
The simple answer, Kidani, is yes. That means that your short-term memory is weak. You need to improve your working or short-term memory. It's the same name for it. Now, when you forget you're in the middle of a conversation and you forgot I've forgotten. I've lost my thought, as we say.
Mm.
I've lost my thought. I've forgotten what I was saying. What was it? Repeat that question.
Mm.
I mean, you should be able to remember a question within 30 seconds, 1 minute of what someone has asked.
Mm.
That shows that your working memory is working. But if you forget, you have a conversation with someone on the phone and then suddenly you have forgotten that, then that means that you need to improve your working memory. And there are brain exercises for it.
Yeah, someone is asking that what can he do?
You can do brain exercises. There are brain exercises. Go online. Google is your friend. Look for brain exercises. Look for a brain center. Luckily, we have brain centers all around the country where you can go to. For commercial reasons, I will not mention that. Mm. But just Google it. Look for brain training center. You will find one in Nigeria. There are.
Mm.
You can go there and register. In fact, you can be trained from the comfort of your home or office. That's why the brain centers are there. And this year focus is mostly on adults.
Let's take some calls, Mr. Ben. People are calling 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Brain maintenance. Oftentimes, we neglect the need of adults when it comes to brain maintenance. We focus more on the kids, and rightly so as well. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
You don't have the query, it's just a question.
Yes, please.
He talks about putting the light, dropping everything around you before you sleep. But at this kind of person, if I want to sleep, I always like to either read a novel or go through my phone, something to bring out the sleep. Is that one of them?
Okay, all right.
Something to bring out the sleep.
To draw the sleep out.
Right, okay, again, you can see what you said. You are this kind of person, which means you have trained your brain to do these things. And then when you're doing those things, you naturally fall asleep. Mm-hmm. That's also the training we're talking about. You have trained your brain to do that. You can also train your brain to keep away those things and still fall asleep naturally.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it took you to develop those patterns, that's habits of reading a novel, going through your phone before you sleep, before the sleep comes in, as a means of inviting the sleep. The same way you can put them away and just lie down, close your eyes, turn off the lights, and train your brain to just naturally go to sleep.
Would this come so quickly?
It will take some time. It will take some time. Okay. If you want to practice that, it could take about 30 days or 60 days to do that. That's how long it takes the brain to form a new habit or to unlearn a habit. 60 to 90 days. To form a new habit or to unlearn a habit from the psychologist's point of view.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's take another call. I think we're processing somebody now. I think Christopher. So let's speak with him. Christopher, hi. Oh, I'm so sorry. Bad, very, very poor connection. I'm really sorry. Do try and call us back if you can. Good morning to you. We lost that call. Let's take another one. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please turn off your radio. Thank you.
Very well, thank you. My name is Modikesh.
You're welcome, ma'am.
I just want to ask. I have a friend who actually sleeps with alcohol.
Mm.
And I think that's very, very unhealthy. You know, what can he do?
What can he do about...
take alcohol...
to sleep.
Pardon me?
Takes alcohol to sleep.
Yeah, if he doesn't take alcohol, he can't sleep.
Or if he doesn't take alcohol, he can't
sleep.
Again, that's a brain. Mm. That's something that you've trained the brain about.
Mm.
Okay? He needs to try to get out of that habit, to unlearn that habit. And the brain can be trained at any point in time.
Oh,
okay,
so
let me say this. I usually say on the programs I run.
Yeah.
The brain can be rewired. It can be rewired through exercises. So he can rewire that habit by practicing, just as he practiced to create it. He practiced to create it by taking alcohol to sleep. He can also practice not to. He would suffer the first few days.
Yeah,
first
it won't weeks. Be that easy.
It won't be that easy. Mm. But eventually it will happen. Okay? So it's not the alcohol that is pushing the person to sleep. It's the association of it. Let me not speak psychology now.
Yeah.
It is not the alcohol that is pushing the person to sleep. It is the association of the fact that this bottle, you know, the brain sees that bottle and recognizes it as a thing that the person needs to go to sleep. So the brain has associated the alcohol to sleep. And that's why it elicits the sleep signals when it takes it. The same way, if the person just says, okay, I'm in open space, no more alcohol to sleep, and just sits and just sleeps, lies down, and practices over time, he would unlearn the old habit and create a new one, whichever one the person prefers.
Right.
So it depends on how much time he's ready to do that. I know it's, and don't get me wrong, it's not going to be easy. It takes a while. But there are other exercises, maybe off the mic, we can talk about.
What we're going to do is, you are going to make a return, sir. Let me beg you. Next Thursday, because we can't take all these calls and this, you know, next Thursday we dedicate it to, you know, getting questions from people. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you,
Mr. Ben. Always a pleasure to have you here. Next week, Thursday, Mr. Ben will be back in here and we'll dedicate that time. If at all we want to do anything, we just talk small. Then dedicate the rest of the time to taking your thoughts and your questions. Again, Mr. Ben, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We must go now. That's our show. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Wamimo will be here tomorrow morning for Morning Crossfire Hot Takes. But for now, I have to say my Mario's now. Let's bring you some messages right quick. Stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3.
This is an infomercial. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.